Hello, welcome to A Plus. 欢迎来到 A 加。Hey Clayton, you forgot to say hello to our viewers. What's that you're drinking?
It's the food of the gods.
The food of the gods? I've never heard of it. What's that?
It's hot cocoa.
Oh, 原来是可可。But why is it called food of the gods? 神的食物。
Because it's such a great drink. It's one of the best drinks. It's so healthy and good for you.
Oh.
It's just the best. It's like from heaven.
But who is the first one to call it food of the gods?
Well, that's what we're going to find out about in today's reading.
那我们今天要看的其实就是巧克力的故事。我们要来看看到底是谁首先叫巧克力叫可可是 food of the gods, 神的食物呢?
Okay, everybody, let's have a look. Chocolate, food of the gods. Reading A.
Do you know who loved chocolate the most? An Aztec ruler. He used to drink 50 cups of cocoa every day. He believed it was the food of the gods. When Spanish travelers went to Mexico in the 1500s, they met the Aztecs. They tried the cocoa, but thought it was too bitter. So they added sugar, and it tasted delicious.
Kenny, do you know who loved chocolate the most?
I think you, Clayton, love chocolate the most.
Well, I really like chocolate, but actually, there was one person who loved it even more than me.
Really? Who's that?
Well, it's kind of a long story, so I'll tell you in a moment.
好吧 ,Clayton 等一下再来告诉我们到底是谁最喜欢巧克力。那这里呢我们也看到一个用法就是 love something 或是 love somebody the most。The most 就是最怎么样，所以 love somebody or something the most 就是最喜欢某个人或者是某个东西。
So, about 500 years ago, there were some people that lived in Mexico. They're called the Aztecs. And they had one guy who was their ruler. And their ruler would drink 50 cups of cocoa every day.
Wow.好，我们这里看到说原来啊在这个巧克力最早是谁最喜欢呢就是阿兹特克人。那刚刚呢 ,Clayton 也告诉我们阿兹特克人 ,Aztec, 他们呢是数百年前居住在墨西哥的人。那边呢有一个 Aztec ruler,Aztec ruler, 这个 ruler 这个字呢就是统治者它是一个名词。有一个阿兹特克的这个统治者呢他非常的喜欢巧克力一天竟然可以喝50杯耶。How amazing!
Yeah. So, he was the ruler. That means he was the leader, the person with the most power. And he thought that chocolate was so good.He was the one who called it the food of the gods.
Oh, it's him.
Yeah.
Okay, 这边呢 ,Clayton 也告诉我们说呢原来最早呢叫这个巧克力是 the food of the gods, 神的食物的原来就是这个阿兹特克的统治者。We find the answer finally.
So this Aztec ruler used to drink 50 cups of cocoa a day. And used to just means...In the past. So in the past, he drank 50 cups of cocoa a day.
Right. 这里呢我们看到一个片语就是 used to do something. 那当我们讲 used to do something 的时候就是指的说我过去总是怎么样过去有什么样子的习惯。那同时其实也在告诉别人说啊我现在不这么做了。比方说呢我以前很喜欢喝咖啡。I used to drink a cup of coffee every day, but now I don't.
And I used to drink 3 cups of cocoa a day, but now
wow,
I just drink 1.
Good.
Okay, there's some other people in our story we need to talk about. The Spanish travelers. Now, they were the people that came from Spain to Mexico. And when they got there, they found chocolate.
我们知道呢，一开始是阿兹特克人他们发现了巧克力。可是后来呢，有一些来自于西班牙的旅行者呢，他们来到了墨西哥。于是呢，阿兹特克人就把这个巧克力呢也介绍给他们。那我们这里也看到一个字，就是 traveler。travel 我们知道是动词旅行的意思。那 traveler 就是变成加上 er 变成名词，就是旅行者。So, did the Spanish travelers like it?
Yeah, they really liked chocolate. But, you know, they thought it was a little bit too bitter. Now, bitter is a kind of taste. It's the opposite of sweet.
Bitter, 苦的，这是一个形容词。那一开始呢，这个西班牙人并没有那么喜欢巧克力，他们觉得这个巧克力呢有一点 bitter, 太苦了。那相对于 bitter 这个形容词呢，就是甜的。甜的是哪个字呢？就是 sweet, 甜的。
So Jenny, what is another thing that is bitter?
I think medicine is bitter.
Yeah, that's true. Medicine can sometimes taste bad. Oh, I know something else that's bitter. Coffee. Coffee can be bitter if you don't add any milk or sugar to it.
没有错，像咖啡呢，如果你有时候没有加糖或者是牛奶的话呢，就会有点 bitter, 有点苦。那另外呢，我们也看到这个 add 这个动词。add 呢，它是添加或是加的意思。那你可以说 add A to B, 就是把 A 这个东西呢加到 B 里面去。比方说呢，你可以 add some milk or sugar to your coffee, 就是把牛奶呢或者是这个糖呢加到你的咖啡里面去。
Right, and that way it won't taste so bitter.
Right.
But you know, I think I want to add some milk to my hot cocoa.
Good idea.
Yeah.
It will taste better.
It will. Okay, I'm going to do that. So we need to take a break for a moment.
我们先休息一下吧。
Chocolate, food of the gods. Reading B.
Spanish people brought chocolate back home. It became the favorite drink of the rich. Spain didn't share this tasty treat for almost 100 years. Then, a Spanish princess gave chocolate to her French husband as a wedding gift. Later, people started making chocolate bars and cakes. Today, people around the world all enjoy chocolate as a drink or snack.
So, in part A, we found out where chocolate came from.
From Mexico.
That's right. So, the Aztecs had it first. But then, the Spanish found it, and they brought it back to Spain. And there, it became the favorite drink of the rich.
Right, 这里呢我们看到了 favorite drink, favorite 这个字。Favorite 呢它是一个形容词，就是最喜欢的。这个巧克力呢到了这个西班牙就变成这个 the rich, 有钱人最喜欢的饮料。
So, if it was the favorite drink of the rich, that means it was the drink they liked to drink the most. And of course, the rich are just rich people. Sometimes we put the and then the name of that group of people. Usually, it's an adjective.
好，这边呢，我们看到一个用法，就是 the 再加形容词，就是等于那样子的人。比方说，这里我们看到有钱人 the rich 就是等于 the rich people. 另外呢，我们看到说 the poor 穷困的人就是等于 the poor people. 或者是呢，我们看到这个西班牙人就是 the Spanish 就是等于 Spanish people.So, did Spanish people share the chocolate with people from other countries?
No, they didn't share their chocolate with people in other countries. Now, when you share something, that means you let others have something that you have. But they didn't do this, they kept it a secret.
好，这里呢我们看到 share 这个字， share 呢它是一个动词，就是分享的意思。那你可以说 share something with somebody， 就是跟某个人分享某个东西。比方说呢，我小时候都不喜欢跟我的哥哥呢一起玩玩具，一起分享玩具。When I was little, I didn't share my toys with my brother. Okay, but here it says, this sentence says, this tasty treat.
Yeah,
right?
It's talking about chocolate. Chocolate is a tasty treat. Now, tasty just means delicious. And a treat, well, a treat is something that is good to eat. So, chocolate is a tasty treat. And you know, apple pie is another tasty treat.
好 ,tasty 呢这个字它是形容词它是美味的或是可口的。那这个字它的动词是对了没错是 taste。taste 呢它是尝起来的意思。另外呢我们这里看到 treat 这个字 ,treat 呢它是名词这边在讲一个很难得的很好玩很愉快的事情。那这里呢说喝巧克力是一个 tasty treat, 是一个很可口很美味很愉快的事情。Okay, so for Clayton, it's a real treat to have a cup of cocoa every day, right?
It is a real treat. It's something nice, tastes good. I guess a treat can be something you drink as well as eat.
Right. 那这边呢我们看到 treat 这个字我刚刚讲了是一个很愉快很难得的一件很好的事情。那其实除了刚刚 Clayton 说到了食物跟饮料都可以是 treat 之外呢其实所有的事情会让你觉得很棒。很愉快很难得的好事情都可以说是一个 real treat, a treat.
So chocolate was the tasty treat of the Spanish. But after 100 years, they did share it. In fact, it was a Spanish princess who shared it. She gave the chocolate as a wedding gift to her French husband. So when they got married, she thought, oh, this will be the perfect gift for him.And so that's how chocolate got to France.
我们知道呢，一开始只有这个阿兹特克人他们发现这个巧克力。那后来呢，有这个西班牙的旅行者他们来到了墨西哥，也就是阿兹特克人他们居住的地方。然后呢，把巧克力带回去西班牙。那这个法国人又是怎么发现巧克力的呢？哦，原来是当时呢有一个西班牙的公主，她要嫁给这个法国人，法国的这个王子。那他们结婚的时候呢，这个西班牙公主把这个巧克力呢作为一个结婚的礼物送给这个法国的王子。那后来呢，这个法国人呢才开始这个流传这个巧克力，才开始吃巧克力。那接着才流传到世界上其他的地方。
Right, so now people around the world enjoy chocolate as a food or drink.And of course, around the world just means everywhere in the world.
Right. 这里呢我们看到 around the world 这个片语 around 呢它本来是一个介系词就是有到处的意思。Around the world, 世界上到处就是世界各地。Around the world 其实就是世界各地的意思。
And a snack, of course, is just something you eat. It's small, not as big as a meal.
对了 ,snack 这个字呢它就是点心的意思它是一个名词。好了我们今天先看到这边哦我们大家来看看 word power 吧。
word power!
Welcome everybody, we have a delicious word power for you today.
我们今天的 word power 非常的美味可口哦，来看看里面有哪些单字。
Okay, the first one is ruler. Ruler.
Ruler, 名词，统治者。
Everyone loved King James. He was a very kind ruler.
每个人都非常喜欢 James 国王，因为他是一个非常仁慈的统治者。
Bitter. Bitter.
Bitter, 形容词，苦的。
I need more sugar because this drink is too bitter.
我需要多一点点的糖，因为这个饮料啊太苦了。
Tasty, tasty.
Tasty, 形容词，可口的，美味的。
Could I have more of that tasty cake?
我可以吃多一点这个好吃的蛋糕吗？
Oh, they must be talking about that opera cake.
Right.
That looked really good. And the last one is snack.Snack.
Snack, 名词点心。
Cookies are my favorite snack.
饼干是我最喜欢的点心。
Really? They're your favorite snack?
I like brownies too.
Oh, brownies are really good. Okay, everybody, thanks for watching Word Power. We have more to come, so stay with us.
been mine.
Okay, everyone, you know the word every day, but there are two ways to write this word. One way is to write it as one word, every day. Or you can write it as two words, every day.
对，各位观众， every day 这个单字有两个写法，一个是 every day 一个字，另外一个是 every day 两个单字。 What is the difference?
If you write it as one word, every day, it is an adjective. But if you write it as two words,It's an adverb.
是，如果是一个单字的话 ，every day 就是形容词。如果是两个单字 ，every day 它是个副词片语。Now, how about an example?
I play basketball every day. It's an everyday activity.
好，这里的 I play basketball every day 这个副词片语是我每日打篮球。这里 it's an everyday activity. 这里的 everyday 是形容词，就是每天。
Okay, chocolate lovers, let's have another look at today's reading. Chocolate, food of the gods.
Do you know who loved chocolate the most? An Aztec ruler. He used to drink 50 cups of cocoa every day. He believed it was the food of the gods. When Spanish travelers went to Mexico in the 1500s, they met the Aztecs. They tried the cocoa, but thought it was too bitter. So they added sugar, and it tasted delicious. Spanish people brought chocolate back home. It became the favorite drink of the rich. Spain didn't share this tasty treat for almost 100 years. Then, a Spanish princess gave chocolate to her French husband as a wedding gift. Later, people started making chocolate bars and cakes. Today, people around the worldAll enjoy chocolate as a drink or snack.
Review time.
Okay, for today's review time, you need to fill in the blanks.
好，我们今天要做的是填空题，你就从我们今天的字汇里面的字找到适合的。那等一下呢 ，Clayton 会给我们句子，你就把它填进去。
Number one, dark chocolate tastes blank.
黑巧克力尝起来是 bitter 苦的。
Right, and milk chocolate tastes sweet.
Number
two, teachers from blank will come to this meeting.
Teachers from...Around the world, 从世界各地来的老师呢会参加这个 meeting, 这个会议。
Must be very important.
Right.
Number three, who was the most famous blank of China?
谁是中国最有名的 ruler, 统治者
Right. Okay, everybody, that's it for review time, but stay with us, we have more.
With phrases.
Around the world.
Around the world.
Did you have a good vacation?
Yeah, I took pictures from around the world.
Where did you go?
Oh, I went to countries around the world.
Did you meet a lot of people?
Yeah.I made friends from around the world.
Well, I went around the world too.
Really? Where did you go?
to the zoo.
The zoo?
Yeah, I saw animals from around the world.
Just for fun!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. Today is just for fun, and we are going to have a lot of fun because we're going to talk about a riddle. And of course, riddles are those questions that make you think about an answer that maybe you wouldn't usually think of. And our riddle today is, what time is it when a clock strikes 13? Well, that seems pretty simple. It's 1 o'clock, right, Angie?
I don't think it is, Matt. Clocks don't have the number 13. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, blah, blah, till 12.
Okay, so we're talking about a clock with hands. And hands are those two things that point to the time. For example, one will point to the 1, and then the longer one will point to the 30, which means it's 1:30. And like you said, the numbers only go to 12, so if the number strikes 13, that means that hand goes over the number, and usually at 12 o'clock it makes a funny noise like dong, dong, and everybody knows it's lunchtime. Well, this clock is kind of strange because it strikes 13. But that's the riddle, because what time is it when a clock strikes 13?
That's the thing, Matt. I don't think clocks have a number 13. Some other kind of clocks do, like the digital clocks. It goes from 12, 13, 14 to 24, because there are 24 hours in a day. But I think the clock that you're talking about, with the two hands, doesn't have a 13.
That's right. So I'm giving up because I can't figure this one out. Here's the answer, and I'm looking at it because I can't figure it out. It is dun 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 dun. Time to either get it fixed or get a new clock. That's pretty funny. Because, like we said, the clock with 13, well, we've never heard of that. So if our clock is striking the number 13, it's time to get it fixed or get a new clock because it must be broken.
Right, Matt. So, there's another great riddle for you listeners. And you'll have hours and hours of fun telling the riddles to your friends and making them guess.
That's right, and hopefully they do better than we did today. Well, I hope you'll join us next week for another great riddle on Just for Fun.